Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is the, as promised, late Super Easter giveaway. And have we got some prizes for you. There will be a question at the end of the show, but you're going to have to listen to the whole show to hear it. But you are in for fun and games. And I'm not mucking about. Here's the first song, Healthy Junkies, Glam Sister. So, you're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Healthy Junkies and a track called Glam Sister from their album Sick Note, which they very kindly sent me three copies of, one of which is going in this week's competition. The competition this week, every single song this week has got an item, not necessarily a CD, but it's got an item that is going in the giveaway, and it's fantastic. And that was a little bit of sort of punk, sort of glam rock from Healthy Junkies. And thanks very much to them for sending this through, because they were, as soon as they found out they were on the show, they were mad keen, and they sent us three CDs straight away. And it was a few weeks ago, and I've done absolutely nothing about it. What I want to know is, what is Healthy Junkies' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HealthyJunkies.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and Internet Neil. I'd normally do Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs in this bit, but I haven't had any sent through. So I know it's been Easter, so a lot of people aren't around then. So if you do have a joke or a poem, do send them through to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs, or both. I'm going to ask you straight away, Tone, did you do anything last week?
More destruction. Ripped all the carpets out of the house, which was lovely. But no, apart from that, no. Just housey stuff.
And will you be using the carpets to soundproof anything?
Nah, we're going to use them to soundproof the skip.
Right, okay.
We're going to get on Friday. We're going to skip Friday. We've got some more destruction to do.
You have recycled carpets in the past, my friend.
Oh, yes. No, I don't think we could take them to Unit 5 again. But but no, it's the kind of stuff people probably normally would take off us, though. Horrible. 70s carpet and these horrible carpet tiles, but we're getting rid of them. So, but surely.
It's all getting somewhere then.
Yeah, well, the rewind started now, and the loft's booked in. Lots of things are booked in now, so yeah, it's going all right. It's going all right. Just lots of things happening. A bit bewildering, but yeah.
Well, I had my new act of the year competition heats last week. Four heats in a row in Luton, Hitchin, Letchworth, and Bedford, and I've got time this week to tell you about all of them. Luton Heat, I will just say briefly, was won by Darren Walsh, and well done, Darren. It's a fantastic show. Busiest show they've ever had in the pub. 120 people there. Absolutely brilliant. And the local press came down. The Luton News were there, and they did an article on it, and it's in tomorrow's newspaper. So if you're in the Luton area and you get hold of the Luton News, you'll be able to read all about it.
Nice.
In that. What you won't be able to read all about is what happened after the show when we managed to keep drinking till just the 5 a.m. this time with a few of the locals, me and Steve, the bloke that runs the pub, and one of the acts who was in the competition who decided she couldn't get home from Brighton and would it be alright if she stayed, and we said yes, and she will remain nameless. But she got absolutely leathered and started having a go at everyone in the pub, including me. And the next morning, couldn't remember a thing about it. How convenient. I will tell you about Heat 2 probably in the next bit. But right now, I want to get on with the second song, Tone. And the second song this week is our first box set. Because in the Easter giveaway, we've got three box sets to give away. First up, I can't believe I'm giving these things away, really. I was only sent one through of each one, but I just want this competition to be brilliant. It's UK Subs, the complete punk singles collection, which is on two CDs and comes with, I think, this is the one that comes with the free beer mat, doesn't it?
Ah, that rings a bell, yeah, probably
with
is.
With free beer mat, yeah. So it's a really nicely packaged collection. It features all of their big hits, including Stranglehold and Warhead and all that sort of thing, and the track we're about to play now, which is one of the later tracks. What I want to know is, Tony, what is UK Subs' website?
UKSubs.net?
No, it's UKSubs.co.uk, which makes it Tony 1, Paulie B in the Internet 1. This is Cyber Junk. We'll be right back. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Subs and Cyber Junk Fun. As I say, this brilliant box set called the Complete Punk Singles Collection, which is in the free giveaway this week, which just is already getting exciting and is only going to get better. Now then, have you got any sort of comments from Facebook or Google Plus or anything like that?
I've got some Google Plus. There's been
is
none
it worth?
Yeah, probably. There's none on Facebook this week. Again, Easter, maybe everyone's away, sunning themselves on holidays.
Yeah, so. Any time there's any sort of holiday, we get less, don't we? I think it's people tend to write while they're at their desk.
Yeah. So I've got just read a couple from Google Plus this week, so don't forget, if you're on Google Plus, do leave us a comment on our wall or add us to your circle or something. gplus.2/punkyradio, turn to the Facebook, facebook.com/punkyradio, leave us a comment on our wall and like our page. Here's two from Google Plus this week. One from Liam Arnold, who says, seems like Google Plus is dead now. If I'm mistaken, I apologise. Love the show, guys. Keep up the good work. And Paul Bied was replying to Sponder saying, oh, I don't know, Liam. I don't really get it anyway, to be honest. And we don't know. That's the first comments we've had in quite a while.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's really using Google Plus, are they? I think we thought there was an outside chance it might have been the new Facebook, but Facebook and Twitter seem to be fairly tough, don't they? They don't seem to be.
Yeah. I don't think they'll move. I think they'll. Well, Google Plus seems to be too much like Facebook.
Right.
So I think, what's the point then if it's too much like, I don't know. But, and no one trusts Google anymore, do they? Maybe not.
We've got no idea.
So we'll keep it there, and if you want to add it, we'll monitor it. But
Facebook is a very, very easy way to leave us any sort of comment at all about the show or whatever it is. Still, I'll tell you briefly about Friday, shall I?
Okay.
On Friday, I did my second heat of my new act competition, and it was at Woodside Hall in Hitchin, and it was another belter. Okay. And it was won by an act called Jason Arthur, who had come down all the way from Skegness.
Wow.
That's right. And it was worth his trip because he won, which means he goes through to the final, which will be in Devon. I'll tell you about that later on in the show, most likely, or possibly later on in future weeks. It was another great show. I actually the song I do, Breach of Green, that I do at the show, that I do every month, that the audience join in with, the girl that I wrote it about the best part of 20 years ago was in the crowd.
Yeah.
With her husband. So I'm not sure what he thinks of it all, but it did mean that, and because I did that at the end of the night, well, halfway through, by the time I did it, I was absolutely battered, because they've started putting on, they have a keg on in the bar, and it's supposed to be a different keg each time, but they've settled into this beer called Growler.
Mm.
And I don't know whether you've had Growler, but it's not weak.
Right, okay.
And by the time I went on, I'd been completely growlered. And I actually had to keep stopping and asking the audience what the next line was. They sang nearly the entire song themselves. Oh, dear. Right. I've now got a couple of announcements to make, because there's quite a bit happening before you're going to hear our voices again.
Okay.
So even though I would normally wait until the next song, the end of the next song to tell you about it, I am going to tell you about it now. Because the next track is by one of our favourite bands, Limousine. And it's a From the Vaults track, isn't it? We have played this song before. It's from their new album, Full Service, which is getting fantastic reviews, and rightly so. And it's also on the album, on the boxed album that I've got around it, here it goes. On the boxed album, they thank a few people on it, and rather interestingly, they thank Paulie B. Edwards, that's me, that is, before they thank Tom Robinson. Ha ha! Well done, Limousine, and well done, Limo Dean. I imagine you had a hand in that. It's a great album. Every single song on it has been a single. Do you know what? It's like Thriller.
Okay.
It's like, you know, on Thriller, nearly every song got released, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in some capacity or other, nearly every song on here has come out as a limited edition single or some such like, and it's absolutely brilliant. And what we've got for you is, in the giveaway, we've got the Limousine album, Full Service. We also have a very, very limited, so I believe 50 copies, fanzine with all the lyrics to the songs on the album, and we have a Limousine t-shirt.
Cool.
So we're going limousine crazy here. I'm just trying to find the album. There's the album. Yeah, so it's a really, really brilliant. It would be a competition prize on its own. And this week it's just part of it. What I want to know is, what is Limousine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Limousine?
No, Facebook.com/Limousine Band, which makes it probably be an internet two, Tony, one. After this song's been played, you're going to hear an interview I did with a band called The Objects in Las Vegas the other week. Then you're going to hear a track by The Objects, and then you're going to hear another song that I'll tell you about after all that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Brilliant. This is one of my favourite songs ever, in fact. This is Jennifer X. Exciting and interesting bands to come out of Las Vegas ever.
Yay!
You've got a relatively new album out.
Yes, I'm right, it's called Reservations for Debauchery.
Why don't you tell us a bit about it?
It's amazing, it's fun, it's wild, it's out there. It's basically letting go of your inhibitions and having fun and drinking and partying and things that most humans love.
Most humans also love videos. And one of the things I've noticed is that The Objects are rather good at making the odd video, including one for... Now, is it... Have you brought this out as a single, or is it...
It's an album, actually.
No, but the...
Lethal Lips,
that we played on the show previously.
Yeah.
It was actually an accident.
Right.
When he showed up, we were going to film a video for the song called Social Disease. And what had happened is the budget wouldn't work with what we were doing. So we were going to scrap the shoot, and he said, "Do you have another song? Is there anything else we can fit to this?" And I said, "Let's do Lethal Lips." And then it all came about like that, you know. Big fans of horror and gore, so we're just like, and the song kind of fit the theme, you know, in a weird sort of way.
Now, there's a certain scene in that video that I find unacceptable.
Out of order, you said.
was out of order. Would you mind explaining to me why you eventually led to a section of a music video for public consumption that involved James here getting stabbed in the ass? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you are saying that right.
We prefer ass rape, but you know, stabbed in the ass is good.
Blood. Ass blood.
So how did you come up with that particular idea? Because there's a certain number of ways of killing people in that video.
It was actually my idea as a joke. We were trying to figure out how we were going to kill James in the video because I was supposed to kill everybody in the video. So we were trying to figure out a way to kill James in the way that he described that he wanted to get killed. It didn't work out. So I just jokingly said out loud, hey, let's just stab him in the ass with a fucking knife. And it was a total joke, you know? And it just happened to be part of the video.
See, I'm English. I'd have gone with humiliation.
Humiliation.
The worst part about it is, what she said, let's stab him in the ass with a knife. Me and the director looked at each other and were like,
this is going to happen.
I was joking around.
You shot the video. In your backyard, didn't
you? Yeah, completely. The whole thing's filled in our apartment backyard. Like $97 was our budget.
So the neighbors saw everything.
Everything, including the ass rape. That was the thing that kind of turned them off.
And
they called the police on us.
And what happened?
Cops showed up and they said, "We heard that someone was getting hurt here." Yes, no one was getting hurt. And then the cop happened to see the blood on his hand, and he goes, "What's that?" He goes, "Oh no, it's fake blood." I'm gonna need to see the camera. So we had the cop come in. We had to hide all the drugs beforehand, and then we had him come in, and he had to go see the camera and all the way where he can see that it's all good.
Terrible.
We've made enemies over this one.
There's nothing wrong with making enemies.
Yeah, bad press is good.
So
press.
You're doing shows all over the US and all over. You've got a tour plan for Europe, have you?
In October.
Yes. Oktoberfest in Germany.
10 cities, 10 days. I think we're doing Dublin and Manchester and London, and then going over to Cologne and Frankfurt and Berlin, and then hitting up.
Switzerland.
Yeah, I know, but I'm really bad with Swiss cities.
I can just hear the music in the background, and this is the most inappropriate.
I've seen the video for this, dude. The guy's got the craziest mustache. It's fucking hilarious. He's got like a little curl to it.
I want to give him a ride mustache ride.
What's a mustache ride?
Bend over and I'll
show you. Want to get on your face and ride your face with that mustache?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So now, how can people get your album?
They can get it online anywhere.
CD Baby is basically the best way to
iTunes,
get our CD.
And unfortunately Spotify.
And type in The Objects.
Yep. OBJEX.
Which is spelled
OBJEX.
Yep.
OBJEX.
We've learned that now.
Okay. I'm going to make sure.
Right, now, so we're going to play a track now. Which one should we play and why?
Squeeze.
Why?
Because I fuck a blow-up doll on that song.
From you.
Stanky Little Chuff.
So that was the Skids, Tony, or Skids. I think they used to brand themselves as Skids, but they'd always get called the Skids, rather like Stray Cats would always get called the Stray Cats and all that sort of thing. Mm. And that was a track called Off One Skin, which is from something that's come through from Captain Oi, which is, I've got it right here, it is a Skids box set, the singles collection, 1978 to 1981, which features their best known track, Into the Valley. I think their biggest hit was Working for the Yankee Dollar, which is on it as well. And The Saints Are Coming, the original, which is the one that the
Green Day covered.
Green Day and U2 covered, didn't they? Yeah, it's really, really interesting sort of art punk. The Skids, if you didn't know, their lead singer was Richard Jobson, who went on to do that film show on Channel 4 and was voted most beautiful man in the world once.
Okay.
Which I'm not sure he deserved. But anyway, we've got the box set right here again. I can't believe I'm giving this away. It's a really nice thing. These things are worth sort of 15 quid, 20 quid or whatever. Anyway, it's in the competition along with all the other great stuff. Before that, you heard The Objects and a track called Squeeze, which is from their album, RSVP, which you may have noticed in there. What a funny interview that was. Melanie and James are very, very entertaining people. What happened after the interview, I'm afraid I can't discuss. But I'm not actually giving away the CD, because I've only got one copy, but I do have an Objects T-shirt, which is going in. Well, I've got two Objects T-shirts, in fact, so I put them both in. Different sizes.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, I'll put two Objects T-shirts into this amazing giveaway. So we've got a medium that'll sort of fit blokes, but not fat ones. And I think I've got a girls one as well, which I would suggest you perhaps cut some holes in. So there's two Objects T-shirts. I hope you're keeping up with this. There's two Objects T-shirts going in this week's giveaway as well. Absolutely brilliant. You will have to listen out to the end of the show for the question I'll be asking and information about how you can win all this great stuff. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What is The Objects Facebook page?
facebook.com/theobjects.
No, facebook.com/objectslv. Poorly Be The Internet 3, Tony 1. What is Skids or The Skids website?
TheSkids.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Poorly Be The Internet 3. And now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, it is.
It's still on Denmark Street and it's still in London. And this Friday, it's Friday the 13th, and we have the Razorblades, the Witch Doctors, Pope, the Fish Mittens as well. It's a Bonnie and Clyde Renegade Rendezvous night.
Well, we know that means it's going to be brilliant.
Exactly. But how much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
And any lineup that involves a band called the Fish Mittens is worthy of you going to see.
And on Saturday, it's Lumen Calling night.
Brilliant.
Noxious Toys, Snide, The Uppercuts, Meatloaf at Mary's, and Tea in the Mugs. How much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is.
It is. And do you know what? That's another good, strong punk lineup as well. They do it all the time, London Calling. They really pull the stops out.
Mm. Is it mostly fortnightly or something? I don't know if it's every week, but it's most, yeah.
Tony, I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Good point. Sunday, 15th of April. Robert James Selby, Cal Roberts, Emel or Emily, E-M-E-L-E, Teen Canteen, Matthew Daniel and Daniel Wilcox, and Billy Page with Michael Pedersen.
Whew. Cripes.
How much do you think it is?
Fiver.
£6.
Oh. Those Sundays, it's a recession-busting Sunday. It just slipped through the net there, didn't it? I didn't see that one coming.
It's all right. 666.
Yep, it's fair enough.
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Oh, very nicely harmonised. Right, so we got another song up now. Again, this is in the competition. This is just a single. Because what happened was, a band called Grand Reserva, who are from Scandinavia, I'm just going to look to see where. I can't remember whether they're Norwegian or Swedish. My apologies if they're Norwegian or Swedish, and I've accused them of being Norwegian or Swedish. They're Swedish.
Okay.
They're Swedish, there you go, because it was recorded at Rockfots Studio in Malmö. In Sweden, of course. So when I said to them, this is really great, they said, would you like us to send you some through? And I said, yes. I thought I was getting albums, but I wasn't. They sent me five one-track promotional singles. So I've already given one out in the Christmas show. So we're going to play the song again, because it's a really good bit of rock. I'm going to throw that in the competition as well. So this is just getting really good, isn't it? And I'm going to ask you the question now. What is Grand Reserva's website?
GrandReserva.se?
No, GrandReserva.com, and Reserva is R-E-Z-E-R-V-A. Poorly Be The Internet 4, Tony 2, this is Badlands.
Speak.
Mighty Berserker.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
Getting back into the swing of things with work after the Easter holiday, and then we're in a skip day on Friday where we enter stuff into a skip. That's as good as it gets.
Oh
yes. Yourself?
Well, I'm just going to finish up on what happened last week, because last Saturday I did my third new act heat at the Arts Centre in Letchworth, and it was a good show, and congratulations to who won that one? I can't remember who won. Congratulations to the person who won.
Okay.
I'll remember it in a second. The reason that I don't remember that much about it was obviously I was drinking, and then we went round the pub afterwards, and then I brought my friends back. A guy called Pete Beckley won it. And the reason I know that is because he ended up staying over. Good Lord. He came back with me, as did my friends Simon and Becky. I won't give their nicknames because more people might know them if I gave them the nicknames. But anyway, we finished off the cannabis absinthe, and then when they left, she bit me on the shoulder. Right. And I wasn't expecting it, and she really sunk her teeth in. She clamped them onto my shoulder so hard. Didn't let go. She was just there. I thought I was going to stick my finger up her bum to release a grip. Right. And she left it. I mean, it's worse than a love bite. It still hurts. This massive bite on my shoulder. They were both, of course, horrified the next day. She apologised profusely, and he said he was guilt-ridden and owed me a favour. And I went, all right, here's a favour you can do. You can design the publicity for my Edinburgh show for nothing. And he went, yeah, right.
Nice.
He's a fantastic illustrator, and she's a fantastic mentalist. So that all worked out fine, really. And then on the Sunday, we did the last heat, which was in Bedford, and that was probably the best heat of the whole lot. It was absolutely brilliant. We had a load of great acts on. That was one by a guy called Chris Chopping, who's a really interesting act from London town, I think, but originally from Bedford. And he used to go to the venue, the pad in Bedford. He used to go there as a kid, and now he's a bit more of an adult and lives in London, but he was very interested to be back and enjoyed it very much. So I went, yeah, absolutely brilliant. So that was that. So that's four finalists that I've got for the competition. The next heat is the runners-up final, which takes place on the 19th of April, and I'll tell you about that when it's happened. This week, Tony, I haven't got any gigs because I'm going to Oslo in the morning. I'm going to Norway. I've never been in Norway. And I've got 5 days. I'm going to hang about with a bunch of girls.
A bunch of what, sorry?
Girls.
Girls?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to Norway to hang about with ladies. Yeah. I'm very excited. There are some girls that I met at the Psychobilly meeting last summer, and they're really, really good fun. And they said, if ever you want, they invited me and Steve out. They said, if ever you want to come out, do. And he can't, but I can next week. So I said, well, I can do next week. They went, yeah, great. Why don't you come and stay? So I'm going to be hanging about with ladies. I'll no doubt tell you about my trip next week. It's time for the next track now, Tony.
Okay.
And I'll tell you about this track and the next one and do the competition question in the last section. But for now, this is from, I will just say what it's from. This is from a Ramones box set that we got from Captain Oi that I can't believe I'm giving away, called Loco Live, which is a 2-CD collection of a live album that they, a live gig that they did, I don't know when, but he's absolutely brilliant. And this is Psychotherapy. 1, 2, 3, 4! I'm a dealer. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the one and only Ramones and a live version of Psychotherapy, which is out now on their Loco Live box set, which is in this week's giveaway, which I will be telling you about very shortly. What is the Ramones website?
Ramones.com.
Now, the best one to look at is RamonesWorld.com, right, which makes it probably be an internet 5, Tony 2. What a thrashing. Have you got a twat?
I haven't.
Right, well, maybe you'd like to tell people why they should be doing a twat.
Yes, please do email me at the twat. It's 2012, the year of the twat, and I should be surfing on my tsunami of twats, but I'm not. Please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Surely you know a twat, everyone knows a twat. So let the whole world know about it. Email me now.
And now it's time for the competition question. The recap of what you can get in the competition is you're getting a Healthy Junkies album, you're getting a UK Subs box set, you're getting a limousine fanzine CD and t-shirt, you're getting two objects t-shirts, you're getting a Skids box set, you're getting a Grand Reserve single, you're getting a Ramones box set. What a prize! The question is, and it's a nice simple question because I want as many of you to enter as possible, and I'm now going to exclusively reveal that that's only the first prize. Second prize will get a Healthy Junkies CD and a Grand Reserve single. So there's a first and second prize in this.
Okay.
You lucky people. The question is, what capital city am I visiting this week? I'll give you another clue. What Scandinavian capital city am I going to be visiting this week? Get your answers to me, which is paulieb@punkyradio.com, over the next few days. I won't announce the winners for a fortnight because this show goes out on one of the internet stations that we do, Padunk. It goes out next Monday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or this Monday, if you're hearing it now. So you guys have got a week as well. So we'll do it. We won't announce the winner next week. We'll announce them the week after. So you've got all that time to send an email. Paulieb, P-A-U-L-Y-B, @punkyradio.com. Title your email, competition. And what I want to know is, what Scandinavian city am I visiting this week, or if you're on the internet stations last week? Right.
Probably got until about the 22nd of April.
Yes.
About it. Yeah.
Yes, you've got until the 22nd of April, haven't you, Tony?
You have. Of.
Yeah, because we're having to make the show the day before, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because I'm so busy. Right, so yes, basically, you've got... No, they haven't then. So you've got until the 21st of April.
Okay.
Yeah, to be safe. So you've got until the 21st of this month to send me an email telling me what Scandinavian city I will already have visited by the time you send me the email. Ah, right. What a great bunch of prizes. Thanks ever so much to all the bands and the labels that have sent us all this brilliant stuff for what I think is our best ever competition.
It's nice. Yeah.
We've given more CDs away in one go, because at Christmas we give away a whole bunch of them. But I think this is just a really, really great prize.
Don't normally have that many box sets, though, do we? Normally singles.
We don't normally have any box sets.
No.
And I can't believe I'm giving these things away. It must be because my flat is overrunning with CDs. So, last track this week, and as I say, because they were so brilliant in sending us the CD so quickly, we're going to play another Healthy Junkies track. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's all right. So let's face it, you've already lost this week, Tony, but you can redeem yourself here because I'm currently winning by 3 points. So for 3 points,
okay,
what is Healthy Junkies Facebook page?
Did I get this wrong before?
No, I'm just saying, for 3 points.
Facebook.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/healthyjunkies?
No, facebook.com/pages/healthy-junkies/12802030360589230.
So close.
Paulie B of the Internet 8, Tony 2. Little groupie.
She got a crush on down by a canyon.
That was Healthy Junkies and Little Groupie. Absolutely brilliant. Thanks ever so much for listening this week. Tony, maybe you could just remind people of why and how we want them to review us on iTunes.
Yep, please do review us on iTunes. A few iTunes reviews make a massive difference to the way the ranking system works on iTunes. So one or two reviews help us move us up that list. So please do it. It's free. Takes but a moment. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in. So you need an iTunes account, which is all free. But log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature on the show.
Well done. And could you remind people of the internet stations that they can listen to this show on?
Yep, we're on 3 internet stations. We're on Hussey Skunk, which is hussieskunk.com, HussieSkunk. We're on 3 times a week. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. And finally, we're on Podunk Radio, which is podunkradio.com. And as Paul said earlier, we're on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time.
4 p.m. Central Time! That's right, that's right. Make sure that you email me your answers to the question posed in this show for a chance to win the fabulous prizes that we have on offer this week. Thanks very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu, apu.
Bunch your guns, you.